This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
The transit system of the city of New York, the MTA, is critical infrastructure that supports about 8% of the entire American economy. At least it was. Right now, ridership is down more than 90%. The MTA figures it's going to lose more than $14 billion through next year. And so, as Marketplace's Justin Ho reports, it is scrounging for cash.
The MTA has a hard time making ends meet, even during normal times. Nick Cifuentes is the executive director of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign.
There's only so much that any public transit agency can rely on the fare box.
The MTA is hoping to make up for its $14 billion shortfall with a patchwork of aid. It's received $4 billion from Washington, and it's asking for an additional $4 billion. But the bill that would provide that is held up in the Senate. Meanwhile, Cifuentes says the agency is looking for any port in a storm to make up for the $10 billion it still needs.
For the MTA, when you're drowning, any rope is an option, even a frayed one.
One of the ropes the MTA is reaching for runs to the Federal Reserve. John Caney at the watchdog group Reinvent Albany says the Fed's municipal liquidity facility could give the MTA a $3 billion loan.
The MTA rolls over billions of dollars of short-term debt every year. So this would actually just be another short-term lending source.
How short? The Fed's loans have to be paid back in no more than 3 years. Caney says that's a tight time frame.
Who the heck is going to be able to pay back this loan in 3 years, given the fact that the COVID revenue damage is expected to continue at least all the way through the end of 2021?
And the Fed loans aren't cheap. Seth Lehman at the ratings agency Fitch analyzed how the Fed's municipal liquidity facility compared to more traditional forms of borrowing, like government bonds.
And it was much more expensive versus other traditional choices.
Those costs are one reason why other big transit agencies haven't turned to the Fed, says Baruch Feigenbaum of the Reason Foundation.
The question is this the best way for them to borrow? Is this the cheapest rate? And I don't know that it is.
The MTA has said that its costs are high wherever it borrows money. Without additional funding, the authority says it might have to scale back its $55 billion plan to modernize the subway. For now, all new projects are on hold. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.